Sure, humans can be a little weird at times, but take it from me, I'm a dog. And a person is about the best thing that can happen to a shelter pet. So if you want to learn how you can be that person, get down to your local pet shelter or visit theshelterpetproject.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Pet World Insider, where we take you inside the world of pets, pet products, pet places, and share amazing pet stories. I'm your host, Robert Zimro, and I am proud to be a Pet World Insider. So many great things going on in the pet world on a constant basis, and yet there is a constant need for more to be done. Our next guest is doing exactly that, and she has a new television show debuting on the TLC channel called Boston Underdogs. I want to welcome to the show the star of the show, the founder of the rescue that's profiled, Stacia Gorgoni. Stacia, welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, I'm doing good. What I want to do is talk about Boston Underdogs. It is debuting on Monday, August 12th at 10 p.m. On the TLC channel. Let's talk about the show itself first, and then I definitely want to get into the rescue and all that you've been doing for such a long time. How did the show come about?
The show came about, I actually did a television show in 2011. It was called Hillbilly Hamfishin, and it was on Animal Planet. And one of the casting agents was on my Facebook. I started my rescue, and she calls me and says, are you rescuing dogs? And I said, yes. She goes, are you really calling your dog rescue that? And I said, yes. And she goes, you're amazing. And she goes, I've been following you. I've been watching all these dogs. I had no idea you were doing a dog rescue. Is it okay? Can we come out and film you? And I was like, if it helps save the dog's life, absolutely. Get over here. So next thing you know, they just sent people down, and they started filming me. And, I mean, I'm extremely happy. I got the best network that anyone could ask for. I was pleased when they offered me to do a show, especially for, you know, to raise awareness for the rescue groups in this country.
Well, I think one of the things, too, and you and I talked off air for a little bit, and I what jumped out at me was when you said, you know, this is me. And that doesn't get to happen a lot of, you know, times in television. So
yeah.
What people are going to see with Boston Underdogs, that is really what you're going through, what you're enduring. I mean, your life is basically out there for everyone to see, examine, and unfortunately judge.
Exactly. But you know what? I could be doing other things in this world than rescuing dogs and having my life go into oblivion. So you know what? Basically, like I said off air, it is my life. It is 100% real. It is probably, well, I know it's way more intense than real life. You get to see bits and pieces, but everything is realistic. It's just basically me, and what I go through is somebody who's trying to do the best they can, trying to make my very own impact. I'm not claiming to be, you know, the superstar of a rescue. I'm just an average person who knows a lot of people who wanted to do something good in this world to honor my dog who passed away recently. And, you know, they decided to film it. And if people like it, that's great. And if they don't like it, you know, love me or hate me. Do you really hate the fact I save dogs? You don't have to like me, but at least like what I do. I help animals and a lot of them.
Well, absolutely. I mean, look, there's a huge need for this. We see it every day. Here at Pet World Insider, we are inundated with, I mean, just story after story of great rescues like yours. Why is there such a need these days? And why do you think it's so important what you and TLC are doing by shining a light on it? Because we think it's very important.
I think it's extremely important, and I always have. I think social media brought the spotlight onto dog rescues, because where I am in the city of Boston, there's not a lot of dog rescues in my general area. Nobody's heard about them. So here I am, you know, nobody knows about rescues. I knew about rescues because I just always wanted to adopt. I've driven to Pennsylvania to adopt dogs. And basically, I think it's important that people see the life of a rescuer, not only the animal side of it, but the personal side of it. And they realize, hey, you know what? I want to go adopt from a rescue. Those people work hard. They do it for free. They deserve it. And maybe people will realize there is such a thing as rescue groups. Because in my opinion, I've gotten a lot of people who've contacted me saying, I didn't want to go to a shelter. I was going to be too depressed. I didn't want to get the wrong dog. But I like adopting from you because I'm getting a dog and you already know its personality. You've already had it evaluated. They have all the shots. They're spayed and neutered. And it's just more awareness. People don't know there's rescue groups out there. I certainly didn't know there wasn't rescue groups. There was rescue groups out there until, you know, maybe 5-6 years ago, I realized. Had I known 14 years ago when I got my dog from a very irresponsible dog breeder as a young person, I would have adopted. I had no awareness of rescues back then. So I just, you know, would really like people to see that, you know, there's rescue groups out there. And we help. I help with all sorts of things. Owner surrenders, people who need, you know, to go away for a month and have nowhere to bring their dog or they can't afford it. People who can't afford to feed their animals in these horrible economic times, I bring them dog food. So I just think rescues are very important part of society.
Couldn't agree with you more. And definitely, you know, one of the big things we always talk about in Pet World Insider is whenever possible, and that should be most of the time, adopt, don't shop. There are too many great dogs and cats and other animals. And I think that's something that's surprising for people is, you know, rescues are not just for dogs and cats. We've got horse rescues, small animal rescues, you name it. They're
horses,
out there.
Bunnies.
Exactly.
I've helped birds recently.
Yeah.
I help them all.
Well, and it's so important. Now, with the show, we're going to see as the audience a lot of your how running a rescue impacts your personal life. We, you know, our audience here on Pet World Insider, we've shared with you, we have spent some times with some incredible rescues. We've got a few documentaries ourselves coming out. And, you know, people like yourself really do change your entire life and lifestyle to do what you're doing. Upcoming this season in the show, yeah, I mean, we're going to get to see your personal life on display and how it's impacted. Share a little bit of that without giving away everything, but share some of that with our audience.
It has impacted my life in a nutshell in the most incredible, like, euphoric way of helping, but in the most worst way personally. I mean, I for instance, it's not on the show, but I've been kicked out of a wedding because I couldn't attend events because, you know, here goes a husky running the streets near my house and animal control calls me to help because there's no one there. So it's impacted my life, my relationship with my family, my relationship with my boyfriend, my relationship, my personal life is non-existent because time and time again, it's the animals are more important, the animals are more important. And I've turned around and said, you're right, they are. And, you know, maybe they should just be as important, but in my eyes, they're more important. So it does, and it's just not me. I mean, on the show, of course, it's my life. Everything is real. I'm sure as the season would go on, you would see more and more things happen that are 100% real. And I hear them from a lot of people. I mean, I work with other rescues that, you know, one woman's pregnant with triplets and she's like leaving her house at 2:00 in the morning to go help the animals running on the side of the road for her rescue group. And it's like, wow, you know what? It's not just me. So I hope that with my show, a lot of rescue groups will look and say, I've done that. Wow, I did that. Oh, I know what she's doing. But I also hope people who don't know about rescues watch the show and say, wow, is that what they do? I feel bad. Let me go save an animal today. Maybe I won't go buy from a breeder or a pet shop. That's just my hope, and that's what I hope to get out of the show.
Well, I think it's great. There is so much great stuff. Just the previews that I've been privy to, your personal life really is on display there. And
oh, yes, it is.
I think it's great because you're right. The general public doesn't understand the sacrifices and maybe even the mindset. So I think the more that we're able to get it out there to the public, they're able to understand how important it is. You, Stacia, there's so much more that I want to talk with you about. Can we hold you over for another segment, cut away for some commercials here?
Sure, absolutely.
Great. Folks, we're going to be right back with more great stuff here with Stacia on Pet World Insider. Everything you need to know about the pet world after a few quick messages.
Pet Chats is a greet and treat video phone that lets you be with your pet from anywhere. When you're at work or on vacation or just feel like checking in, you can connect with your pet from your phone, tablet, or PC. Hear and see each other while apart. Reward them with snacks and sniffs they love. Record and share fun videos. Play even when away. Never miss a moment with Pet Chats. Pre-order yours today at PetChats.com. That's PetChats with a Z.com.
So, I'm a dog, and I just got adopted by this new human guy, and I'm starting to wonder how he got along without me. I mean, okay, something as simple as walking around the block. He's got this leash thing, and he puts me on one end and him on the other, and I'm just taking him around. I think he's afraid of getting lost. Without that leash and me guiding him along, I don't think he'd find his way back home. But it's kind of cute.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
SlimDoggy.com is a place to go to read about all things related to canine fitness, nutrition, and health. Be sure to download the SlimDoggy app in the App Store as well. With information on over 2,000 dog foods, it tells you how many calories your dog is burning and how much you should feed them to keep them healthy. Visit SlimDoggy.com for more information. Hello, everybody. Robert Semro here with an important question for pet owners. Are you a Pet World Insider? If not, you should be. It's free, and Pet World Insider has a lot of great information for all types of pet owners. We have audio and video segments, as well as a library of great articles from pet experts to help keep you informed about the latest information in the pet world. Visit Pet World Insider online at PetWorldInsider.com.